about him. The show's all about it. Melbourne, won't you shout it? We're gonna tell you all about it.
Your host,
Matthew Bronson.
We need to let everyone know that this is KUPR Radio, LPFM, Placidas, New Mexico. We broadcast on 99.9 FM on the FM dial. And if you are interested in us and you go a little bit out of our signal range, you can go to kupr.org and stream it. So there's no excuse not to listen all the time. So, but today, and I'm Matthew Bronson, I should probably let everyone know that. Lorelei
Chavez.
You can educate me right from the beginning. When does it go from Chavez to Chavez?
I would say all the way back in the 1500s when my family was named after a friar who preferred his name to be Chavez and not Chavez.
Like Smith and Smythe.
Yes. Tomato, tomato. Oh.
So has that plagued you as a person living in this part of the world?
No, it is troublesome when I travel on the East Coast. Sometimes it's very hard to pronounce Chavez. So I get Chavez a lot.
It's not like there aren't Hispanic people on the East Coast of America, but you are Lorelei Chavez, and what do you do during the normal work week?
Well, currently I'm employed at Bernalillo High School as a Native American liaison. A part of my job entitles me working as a support staff for Native American students. More significantly, I spend a lot of my time as a sponsor of the Han Youth Council, which is a Native American-run youth council at Bernalillo High School.
And you are Native American?
Yes, I am from Santo Domingo Pueblo. I actually graduated from Bernalillo High School and now work back at the high school. So it's a very tight-knit community, and I'm glad to be home.
Do you, I know it's impolite to ask a lady her age, but would you like to give your year of graduation so you can say hello to all your classmates?
Shout out to the class of 2008, Spartans.
Yeah, go Spartans.
Go Spartans. And I'm currently enrolled at the University of New Mexico, and I should be graduating next semester with my bachelor's degree.
You need to sound more confident that
I'm going to school at UNM. Go Lobos!
We'll graduate.
Yes, I will graduate next semester. So that's a point in my life I've been looking forward to for quite some time.
And then what will you be when you grow up?
Well, I'm still trying to contemplate that. I want to do everything. I want to take over the world. And
we have several people who seem to want to do that.
Yeah.
I guess the question is, what will your degree be in?
Well, I'm currently studying Native American studies with an emphasis in history. My overall goal is to eventually come back to the school district and teach at my community school of Santo Domingo Elementary School. And then my overarching goal is to eventually get my administrator's licensure so that I can be a principal of my local community school at Santo Domingo.
And how big a population do they have? Not the Pueblo, but the school.
The school, I think, operates at about, I want to say, 400 students, and it's K through 8. So
that's a decent number of people.
Yeah, it takes majority of the Pueblo's population as far as students in elementary and middle school. And then from there, they spread out to either Santa Fe Indian School or Bernalillo High School or Del Norte or what have you.
Now, here in Bernalillo High School, go Spartans, you're involved with the Native American Club.
Yeah.
And what is that?
So we call it a Han Youth Council. And it's a Native American youth council that has been formed for about 3 years now. Part of our activities on campus include anything Native American heritage based. We run the Mr. and Miss Native BHS pageant, which has happened 4 years in a row. We run Native American Heritage Month, where we have Rock Your Moccasins Day. We have powwow dancers at lunch. We have a Indigenous Awareness Assembly, where we bring buffalo dancers or different types of dancers from the Pueblos here in New Mexico.
I've never seen a buffalo dance.
Wow. One thing you can do is at the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center on the weekend, if you check their calendar, sometimes they have dances. So that's a good thing to look out on. So we do bring different Native American-based activities to the school in hopes to create awareness for Native American culture. And the underlying thing is to create unity. Our goal is to unite all cultures, people, to come together and be in the spirit of love. The spirit of love doesn't have color or boundaries or socioeconomic status. It is love.
Is that the world according to Lorelei? Or is that Santa Domingan? Or is that, do you find that throughout all of the tribal peoples?
I would like to say yes, it's according to Lorelei. However, if you look at indigeneity and indigenous-based teachings, the pedagogy of love is not only indigenous, but across the
world. Yeah,
I actually learned that from a TED Talks, because I love to watch TED Talks all the time.
And for us who don't do that, what is pedagogy?
So pedagogy is the way you approach something. So if I'm a teacher, I have a certain pedagogy in which I teach my students. As an indigenous person, we have different pedagogies and ways we teach our youth. In the current Native American studies course, they call that epistemologies. And what epistemologies, even you have an epistemology. And what an
I'm seeing someone for that now.
What an epistemology is every life lesson that has you have went through your life and has made you who you are, that is your epistemology. And as Native people, our epistemologies are made up of various aspects. And so what I do like to emphasize with my youth is that one of those teachings, one of the many teachings we have, is to live with love. Love for the environment, love for people, love for education, love for yourself.
Sounds almost like you're using love and respect in the same kind of, you know, interchangeably.
Yes. And there is a curriculum that's based out of the Indian Pueblo Cultural Center. It's called the 100 Years Pueblo Curriculum. They're currently using it in schools within New Mexico to try to promote culturally relevant teaching practices. They do have 6 core values that they have identified that amongst the 19 Pueblos within New Mexico has agreed upon that those 6 core values are very unique to our Pueblo people. And love is one of them. And respect also falls under that category.
It's a subset.
Yeah, it's a subset of the 6 core values.
A.
Yeah, exactly.
I assume you're familiar with the Greek teacher Socrates.
Yes.
And the Socratic method.
Not so quite. Okay. Enlighten me.
That one, I wouldn't begin to pretend I could enlighten you, but I can explain the Socratic method. I believe his method was to pose questions to the class rather than lecture them, put out something for discussion. And that's how they learned, by exchange of ideas. So that would that be, it's maybe it's not one of your methods, but is that the type of method you're talking about?
Yes, in a sense. I feel as though I lead my youth in a sense. However, they are the determiners of where our road, where this boat, where this club eventually
right.
ends up. And so I try not to go in there and speak at them. I really love to hear what they're feeling, what they say, what their dreams are, what their wishes are. And then we base our path from there.
Well, how about the fact that you've been around a little longer than them? Can't you add value to help them avoid some of the pitfalls all of us have made?
I would like to say yes. I do, however, still feel really young sometimes. So I don't feel so in our
that goes away.
Yeah,
wait.
in our Pueblo, we have elders, you know, that we look up to for those answers in life and those advice for the guidance that we seek to go on our path. But I do, coming as a student from Bernalillo High School, I do say, hey, you know, I had Ms. Dole before. You better make sure you get that turned in, because, you know, Ms. Dole's not going to give you the extra credit, or, you know, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
As a student, I like to be there and be their mentor.
Well, it's like it's probably more prevalent in college classes. It's like, don't take him. You will not pass.
Yes.
Or that's a good class. That's an easy A.
Yeah. So I, you know, I try to guide them and see, ensure that they make the best choices here at the high school. So it's a lot of give and take between myself and my kids.
How many youths are in the Native American Club right now?
Well, currently we are sitting at about 26 members. It varies from year to year. One year we had 37. Last year it dwindled down a little bit. We had about 17 at the end of the year. This year we had a high influx of freshman students. And so we did have a conversation within the youth group. That's something we're going to keep looking at, is we're really going to promote to the freshman students so that we can grow our program.
And is it, what do you have to do to be in it? Do you have to be Native American or?
Actually, no. We have two non-Native members, and we don't have any criteria except follow the school rules, do your best to maintain a 2.5 GPA, and be active and participate. That was a school bell. So there's not really a criteria. We do have regular meetings that we ask that people show up. And then, of course, our events, like our a pageant. And then we recently held the Spartans Got Talent Show. And so I ask that they participate in those activities.
And, you know, the number is 5 to 30 members every year. How many Native Americans are in the school, even though it's open to everybody?
So our school is 42% Native American, within maybe like 800 to 900 population. So we do have a high number of Native Americans, and that is one thing we acknowledge in our club, is we do wish we had 100 Han Youth Council members.
Well, here's your opportunity to let all of the Bernalillo High School students, go Spartans, why they should at least come to one meeting.
All right. So this is going to be a call for all Spartans to come out. All Spartans. The reason why one should come out to a Han Youth Council meeting is not, it's not like any other club. First of all, you have the coolest sponsor on campus, myself, Lorelei Chavez. Without a doubt. Secondly, we believe in making history. Han Youth Council has done several events that have been history-making on campus, this radio program being one of them. So if you want to come to a club that's going to make history on campus, Han Youth Council's the club to be.
We should also let everyone know that we are videoing this. If it turns out that it's something that can be produced, people will also be able to watch this.
Yeah.
And this is the kind of thing that perhaps as part of the club, they'll learn to either do what you're doing or do what I'm doing.
Yeah, most definitely. So y'all can't see this, but I'm turning around to the camera and I'm giving it a thumbs up to let you guys know if you're watching in the live
feed. You said feed. Y'all. Are you from Southern Santo Domingo?
Pueblo? Yeah, I'm from Southern Santo Domingo. You know, there's a Northern Santo Domingo.
Sure.
I'm just kidding. But definitely, if you would like to or more interested in coming in, we're actually starting a partnership with KUPR and Han Youth Council. So any Spartans, not just Han Youth Council students, but any Spartan who's interested in coming out and getting more information on interviewing or how to get logistical stuff can make contact with myself.
I'll give ourselves a promo here that the students who are interested should go to KUPR.org and get an idea of what the station does and what they could be part of.
Yeah, most definitely.
So for yourself, what will you be? I mean, we talked about your education and everything. I don't think it's unfair to say you're a leader. You know you're a leader. Can we say governor someday? Mayor? Mayorette?
Well, when I was in sixth grade, my goal was to be the first ever Native American woman president. And my sixth grade teacher called me professor for my entire sixth grade year. And for a moment, I was so frustrated because I got made fun of by all the kids. At the end of my eighth grade year, I finally understood what it meant to be called a professor, and it was because he believed in me and that I could become this first ever Native American woman president. So, Since then, I came to Bernalillo High School. I've gone to college. And I'm still about that history-making thing,
right,
like I said. So within our program, we make history because that's just what we do. So what I'm trying to do is make history again. I want to be the first woman principal from my community at my community school.
How about the governor? I mean, I don't mean of New Mexico, but within your people.
That is another touchy subject we can talk about. As far as women being governors in pueblos, that I feel is going to be quite a long ways out. Most pueblos run on a patriarchal society.
Right.
So for the most part, males are the ones who take care of all governmental aspects. That's not to say that women are not included in the day-to-day activities like accounting, secretarial things. However, recently at UNM in the Native American Studies program, there's been a group of women that are starting a Pueblo Women's Coalition. Our goal is to create more Pueblo women advocates so that we can encourage other Pueblo women like ourselves, as well as Pueblos that women can serve in these governmental roles.
And how is their initiative going? It's being welcomed with open arms amongst the Pueblo?
Well, we are just in the beginning stages. Okay. First, we have identified 5 strong women that are going to lead this coalition. And then once we come together and we create a mission, and we're basically going to run under the umbrella of clubs at UNM,
right,
where we'll be a coalition. Certainly. Under the University of New Mexico. So once we identify, we've identified our students, we're going to go ahead and move forward at creating a mission and a criteria. And then once we start with them, then we start approaching the tribes.
Right.
So we're in the intermediate stages, logistical stages, but my goal is to eventually be one of the first Santo Domingo women activists that are activating us on as far as feminism.
Right. Well, I mean, if you look at the entire planet, like England and Western Europe, United States, probably the only people where women are even approaching equality. I would say equality, but I know some women who tell me I'm way off. There's not equality yet. But you go to the rest of the world, and it's comical. Mm-hmm. So I think there's nothing wrong. Actually, there's everything right about the UNM club, because you have to start someplace. And I think you probably, the deck is stacked in your favor to an extent, because you're existing in a country that, at least by law, there's equality amongst the sexes. So it probably won't take as long as you think.
Yeah, I'm hoping so. And we have a really passionate group of ladies. So with our Pueblo power, I'm sure we can push it forward.
You need a button. Pueblo power.
We do. Trademark. Don't steal that. No.
System mark. So we're talking about equality in the Native American Club in Bernalillo High School. And we're talking to Lorelei Chavez, that it's open to everybody, but you as a community leader and as a, let's say, an adult, you're very driven by Pueblo specific initiatives. So if I am not really affected by Pueblo politics or whatever ways of life, what am I gonna do in this club?
Well, not only do we cover Pueblo-specific issues, but we also like to maintain knowing what's happening in Indian country overall.
Okay.
So, for example, everybody knows this year, Standing Rock, the movement at Standing Rock and the Water is Life movement was a huge thing for Native people all across Indian country. Here at Bernalillo High School, we don't have the capability to put the kids on a bus and drive up to Sacred Stone Camp and have them protest. So the difficult part was telling the students that there is a way to still make a difference in your local communities. So what we did here at Bernalillo High School is we started a water drive, which we collected bottled waters from all the people in the school, and we sent about 118 cases of water.
Wow.
To the Pueblo camp at the No Dapple movement. And so it was very inspirational to my students because it was something that they were very passionate about, but felt as though they didn't have any capability to make a difference. And when we did it here at school, not only did it involve our Native youth, but there were so many teachers and so many students that came out and voiced their opinion and why we should continue to support this movement. The biggest, I think, carrot of that all is we did a protest. It was a very peaceful protest because we're a high school, so we can't really call it a protest. So we called it a demonstration. We did a demonstration at the Wells Fargo here in Bernalillo, and then we walked down and did another one in front of the U.S. Bank. And our sign said, "Why is there money for oil but not education?" And the reason being is...
I'd like to know once you get the answer. I'd like to hear that.
Yeah, right, right. The funniest part is watching state representatives drive through 550 on their way home and not wanting to turn and look at our sign.
Sure.
It was a little funny. But we did that because the students wanted to show that they are super passionate and that they can share their voice and they can do demonstrations just like anybody else across the world.
So these are 16 to 18-year-olds?
Yeah, I didn't mean to interrupt you, 16 to 18-year-olds, yes.
That seems like a lofty incident in their life or something going on. I'm not that young, so I don't know what it would be like to grow up and be that age, but that seems awfully involved, contrary to what I think my opinion might have been. I just wouldn't think 16 or 18-year-olds would go, "Well, how come we have oil, not education?" It's like, I just want to get through the day and go home.
Yeah, and for the most part, prior to this movement, we had a lot of buzz. Like, "Oh my gosh, do you know what's happening? Did you see on Facebook? Did you watch the news?" So before we kind of made a decision on where we're gonna, how we're gonna support this movement, we did a lot of educating of ourselves, reading articles, watching the news, having kids bring in what they see on social media, talking to them about understanding how social media is not true news.
And the old that, fake news.
Yeah, yeah, fake news. And so it was a journey of teaching them not only to find a way to support the movement, but to become aware of
did
the
you
things
all find,
going around.
As through the Native American Club here at Bernalillo High School, did you kind of come to a conclusion or a short list of where you can get real news?
Somewhat. We did actually make a connection with a person who was at the camp themselves. And so that lady was calling us every week to let us know what was happening at Pueblo Camp. And so within the huge camp that was happening, there was a Pueblo camp, and that was all the people who went up there who were Pueblo stayed in that specific area. So she was kind of our on the ground first person contact.
Right.
And so we talked about different levels of information and how there's hearsay, there's second level information, there's all this type of information. So we wanted to make sure we got primary sourced right. information.
And that's been in the news recently, the untruth worthiness of a lot of the Facebook sites, because you know I may have a site just for myself, and I may be very mouthy with my political views. And so the people who will remain my friends who comment on it, we're all drinking from the same pool. You're not getting any real information. You're just getting a bunch of people who may all have totally wrong information. So I think it's wonderful that you all are looking at that. Speaking of Facebook, does the Native American Club have a Facebook page?
No. And that's something we're currently looking at. We would like to expand. I know this is one partnership, but we're always evolving. And one thing I think our hesitancy toward going to Facebook is how kids tend to utilize it in a negative aspect. And so if we do go to Facebook, we're going to define some very specific criteria under which we're going to have friends, share posts. We really want to have positive empowerment.
Right. So when you say abuse Facebook, you're saying that like internet bullying?
Yeah, kind of? Internet bullying or basically, that's the main thing we see here in high school, is there's a lot of internet bullying. And so a few times they've wanted to share stuff on the internet, and I've asked them to refrain due to the fact that sometimes kids aren't the nicest, you know. So if they're...
Doesn't get better.
Yeah, and exactly. And so we did have kids that were anti-no-dapple movement. So we did have students come up to our students and voice their opinions of why they think we shouldn't continue with what we're doing.
Right.
On the flip side, we had one student withdraw all her money from the Wells Fargo student savings bank account and move it to another account because she felt so urgent from the students who were running the movement that she really needed to do that.
I think voting with your pocketbook has been well established as a way to make an impact on people.
Yes.
So, well, we're speaking with Lorelei Chavez here at Bernalillo High School, and we are on location. It's KUPR on the road, and we all appreciate you taking time to speak with us today, primarily about the Native American Club here and how to get more involved. It sounds to me that we could do half hour after half hour after half hour. You have many, many things that I know that our listening audience is not familiar with, and I think I can speak for everybody in the room. This is all interesting stuff, and we want to hear more. So hopefully this is just the beginning, merely because of you can only put so much stuff on one radio station at a time. We kind of have to bring it to a close. But I do want to thank you and hope to speak to you again.
Yeah, and I want to thank you all for coming out and this opportunity for us to create this partnership. And listeners, I want to tell you, I'm going to warn you, you're going to be hearing a lot more of me.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Former Mrs. Governor, or not Mrs. the Governor.
Future.
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 Oh, I said, did I say former?
Yeah.
Shame on
it's
me.
It's okay. I all need right. the credentials.
So for KUPR, 99.9 on the FM dial here in Placidas, New Mexico, but today in Bernalillo, in the... Are we in the multi-purpose room or
music room?
Music room at Bernalillo High School. Beautiful facility. I'd like to be back in high school, but that nothing could be further from the truth. So this is Matthew Brunson for KUPR. Thank you all.